This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Legislation is pending in the House and the Senate that would require the Supreme Court to create a formal ethics system beyond the Ethics in Government Act, similar to the one that governs actions of all other federal judges. That system is known as the Code of Conduct for U.S. Judges. In a surprising development, two-term Republican Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, announced in Fort Worth, Texas, that he was endorsing Donald Trump for the Republican nomination and then attacking Senator Marco Rubio. In other disturbing developments, Rubio and Trump engaged in viciously demeaning personal attacks devoid of any policy or political content, including Trump on Rubio's sweating and Rubio accusing Trump of wetting his pants. Melissa Harris Perry said she was refusing to go on the NBC show she hosts on weekends. In an email sent to people she works with, Harris Perry said that her show had effectively been taken away from her and that she felt worthless in the eyes of NBC News executives. A lawsuit claims that Israel's national airline discriminated against Renee Rabinowitz by moving her seat after an ultra-Orthodox man said he did not want to sit next to a woman. There were more terrorism attacks, 56, in the U.S. in 2015 than any other year since 2001. The top 10 states where Labor Department has certified H-2B workers for fiscal year 2015 are Texas with almost 16,000, Florida over 7,000, Colorado 5,300, Louisiana 5,000, Virginia 4,700, New York 3,500, Pennsylvania also 3,500, Massachusetts 3,300, Maryland 3,200, North Carolina 3,100. India has 19 of the world's recorded 49 selfie-length deaths since 2014. Mumbai has now declared 16 no-selfie zones across the city. England pays farmers to plant wildflowers to help bees with their work pollinating crops. Dow Chemical settled up for $835 million to settle a price-fixing case in Kansas that had appealed to the Supreme Court. Realizing with Scalia's death that they were facing a tie vote, they settled up. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.